money. One for Maloney, we wouldn't be here today.
How you doing, Lou?
Podcast number one.
That's right.
2018-19 season. Welcome back, Dickman fans.
Yes. Lou Dickman Weekly on the air again. How about that, Lou?
And touching football sandwiches. Touching silly things. Anything that has to do with
kumbaya,
football.
Lou. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Okay.
How about those mighty monsters of the Big Land?
Yes.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, very heartbreaking. I mean, it put me in a early season depression, which I usually don't get to in about till about week 7 or 8. But you know, this is where I admit Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback because they get all the luck. They get all the luck.
Well, you definitely need some chips to fall your way.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yes. What?
I'm not a big Packer fan.
Right?
I'm on record as saying that. Sorry, Rocco, but they smell up. but they show up to practice.
Yeah.
They show up to camp on shape.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, I mean, I tell you what, listening to the commentators, you thought Khalil What's-His-Face was going to walk on water after the game.
Well, he did have a good first half.
Well, you know what? You need 4 quarters.
Yes. we learned that last week, Lou. So what do you...
Oh, my God.
Let's move on to the Seattle Seahawks. Or as
yes,
we call them in
the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes. So what? I don't even, you know, do I even pay attention to those guys? They've been...
Well, you know, there's a couple things going here. You know, I mean, the Bears are a favorite. Well, they got the home team 3 points.
All right. Yeah. Very good.
All right. But they have been tipped on their shoulder when it comes to playing nationally televised games. They kind of fucker.
Yeah, I think on Monday Night Football they're like a 200% or something. It's really bad news. Well, what's your game prediction on that? What's your score prediction?
I think honestly it's going to be plus or minus 1 point either way. I'd like to see.
All right.
I'd like to see the second coming of a field goal kicker. Unfortunately, we don't have that weapon.
What is his name? Casey at the bat. I don't remember his name. Corley.
Corley. Corley Baker. I don't even know the guy's name. They don't last long enough to know.
They don't, Lou.
They don't last long enough anymore. I mean, who was that guy for the Detroit Lions?
The kicker?
He was around forever. Yeah.
I don't know.
The field goal kicker.
George Blanda?
There's another classic. Held the record for the longest field goal at 60-something years old, I think, for maybe a game and a half.
Exactly. It was bizarre, man. What a guy. So we also launched our picks, Lou. You know, the Lou Dickman NFL Sunday picks were launched. We got a lot of new people.
Yes, we did.
Including a couple.
Congratulations to Jimmy Snacks.
Yes, Jimmy Snacks did it, and so did the Guru.
The Guru, yes, the Guru did it.
It doesn't look like the Guru is coming back this week, though, as well as one of Greg Potter's recruits. He recruited a couple people.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? Hey, you know, here's now the Dickman's got an early start.
That's right.
Come on, Miller Bob, if you're going to walk.
It'll be nice. It'll be a 9-4 in there. Miller Bob will have a real challenge this year.
Yes.
So, Lou...
What did he have last year? 11 wins? 10 wins?
He had an 11-2 for 1 week, and he just stuck it there,
and that's how he won the Dickman.
Which enraged Lou so much at the awards show, he wanted to put some rules on the Dickman.
But,
they would have been super secret probation rules, so there are no rules.
Oh, yes. There's no rules in the Dickman.
No rules in the Dickman division. All right.
I lost sight of that for a second.
So Lou, I'm starting. Yo, go ahead.
Travis.
Yo.
In honor of our first podcast.
Yes, sir.
I am gonna highlight a sandwich.
Pushing up the beach music. My gosh. All right. So what is your sandwich of the week, Lou?
Well, the guru brought in some sandwiches last week.
All right, the guru.
The guru.
Yep.
From this diner that I guess is around Milwaukee and Foster.
Okay.
And he brought in fried bologna and cheese and grilled onion sandwiches.
Wow. Oh, my
God.
And
I tell you what, they were... Talk about, the diner version of Ratatouille, boy. I mean, Everybody was scoffing at those things.
I'm a big fan of fried bologna. That's a 1960s, 70s staple in the McDonald household.
Now, when you fried the bologna...
Yes.
In the pan, did you wait till it, like, made the little hat?
You're right. And then...
I would
put a little cut in it so they'd flatten and then flip. That's my technique. And I'm sticking with
it. Okay.
Well, Lou, that's great. So, how many spills would you give? Remember,
this was a sloppy sandwich, boy. I tell you, it's between that, the memories,
yes,
the onions were just done perfect. They were thin.
Wow. Yeah.
Very, very thin. Very thin. I gotta definitely give this thing. You know, it was diner white bread. It gets extra points for white bread.
Yep.
Not toasted, just white bread.
Just white bread.
Just white bread. I got to give it a solid 4. Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, 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 bing. Sandwich. All right. Hey, I'm going to launch a new segment this week, and we'll see how it goes. But
of course you are.
Okay, the segment is, what makes Lou either happy or cranky this week? And why? You have to pick either happy or cranky, and why? So what makes...
Oh, happy.
Okay, go ahead. And
happy, because I like to start my weeks out happy.
All right, there you go. Lou is happy this week. And maybe next week he'll be cranky. Maybe next week he'll be cranky.
Lou is happy. Lou is happy this week at, 11:13?
Yes.
I don't know what's going to happen at 35 or 37, but at 11:13, I'm one happy son bitch.
Your question of the week, Lou?
I'm all ears.
All right. What is the best nickname for Cahill Mac? The best nickname for Cahill Mac?
Cahill Mac?
Yeah.
Jesus, I like that. Oh, how about untested?
The untested one. Lou, it doesn't get any better. Doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out on this first podcast of the 2018 season.
Outstanding day.
And
remember, happy week. Happy week.
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou is Fried Service. When you need to get fried, see Lou at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou fries you! Yeah!